John's long-rain forecast was kind of promising, considering next week is the Lorain County Fair, the 170th Lorain County Fair. And joining us to talk about it is the Lorain County Fair President, Kim Myers. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I was out yesterday with our crew over setting up our booth. And I wanted to also give a special thanks to Mark Diedrich, who helped us rearrange things, because a lot of times when you have people coming in with trailers and getting set up, you got to make sure everybody knows their space. And it's a kind of a little bit of a dance to get everybody in there on time, isn't it?
It is. It's about a week and a half to get everyone in their spots and be ready to go with setup. So, but Mark does a great job for us every year of getting everybody in their right spot.
Right. And, of course, you got to make sure electricity, water, all the things that make it happen so that all the vendors have to worry about is just serving all the people that come out to the fair. Let's talk about some of the things that are happening for the 170th Annual Lorain County Fair. What about the entertainment? Some special things going on for that?
Sure. Monday night we have Three Dog Night. You know, great band from the late 60s, early 70s. Should put on a great show for us. Tuesday is Chase Rice. Really a very popular young artist, up and coming, that's traveling with a lot of the big groups all over the United States. Wednesday we have our smokeout truck pull, diesel truck pull. Thursday we have pony and horse pulling. That's in front of the grandstand. And then, of course, Friday we have our big NTPA tractor pull, which is always a great show. Fred Pitts and his crew does a super job of putting that on. And our real popular event Saturday is the Combine Derby. Very well attended and just a lot of fun to come and watch. And, of course, our two big demolition derbies on Sunday. Jim Sickle does a great job of setting up those and running those. So we've got a great week of entertainment set up for everyone, Bruce.
Yeah, there's a lot of great things for people to come out to do for those specific things that happen, you know, focused kind of around the grandstand. But that's just one area of the fair that people can explore. The junior fair is also one of those. I think many people who come out here don't realize how big the junior fair is for the Lorain County Fair. It's kind of, I would say, half of what really goes on at the fair, isn't it?
It is. It's a great group of advisors and kids that belong to 4-H FFA that participate. They do a fantastic job, and it's just very well run, very well organized, and it is a very big part of Lorain County Fair.
And they utilize them, or they be, you know, they, I see them out there sweeping, they're keeping things in order, so they're a good hand to have at the fair.
They are. They help us, and then of course they do a great job of setting up and maintaining their buildings, cleaning them, doing maintenance things, painting. It's a lot of work for them to set up preparation. They do a fantastic job.
Right, and of course, they all prepare for the big Thursday and Friday auctions that take place, which is another reason why people like to come out.
Right, actually, Thursday and Saturday. Okay. Those are the two big days for the Junior Fair auction.
Well, that's
yes.
Right.
Hey, Kim, Craig Adams here. No poultry, though, this year at the fair, right?
No poultry. That's correct. Due to the flu epidemic that's hit many of the states throughout the United States, and the concerns from the FDA and the Ohio Department of Agriculture, rather be safe and not have this disease continue to spread. So there is a ban on the poultry this year. We're hoping that'll change for next year. But a lot of people don't realize how big the poultry industry is in Ohio. Chickens and the eggs. It's a several billion-dollar industry for Ohio. Ohio's one of the biggest producers. So as you can imagine, everyone wants to stop and prevent any disease from being spread.
So does this include like the geese, like the open-class geese, where they have their little cages and ponds that they're in over there? Does that include that too?
Unfortunately, it does. Any bird with feathers, really. Ducks, geese, exotic birds, chickens. Whole variety of different types and breeds of chickens, birds, pigeons, pheasants. Even sometimes we have some peacocks brought in. Whatever has feathers on is included in the ban.
Right. Except some of those crazy prizes you can win from the Midway. I've seen things on there. I'm not even sure what animals that they make when they have those. What about what will be in the poultry barn then? What kind of things have you done for displays? What has the 4-H kind of decided to do? Or
there are still exhibits, some that they have set up. There'll be posters. There'll be different activities going on, educational activities to try to replace that. They will go on and they will do showmanship events in their competitions this year. Educational and still events are what's planned for the buildings this year.
We're talking this morning with the Lorain County Fair President Kim Myers. How long have you been president now, Kim?
This is my third year. I've been president for the board. I've enjoyed it. I've got a great group of directors, co-directors. There's 21 of us, and they're a great group. Everyone works extremely hard in their departments to prepare and put on a fantastic fair. So I've got a good cast of characters to work with here.
And many people who have done it on that you can lean on, who have had experience either in your position or kind of know how certain things run on different levels at the fair.
Oh, absolutely. There are a lot of the directors here that have either done things or they're retired directors that are still coming and helping out, always there to mentor or give advice, and we have a lot of great support here with our group.
Right. We always like coming out on Monday because that's when they crown the Junior Fair King and Queen, and sometimes those people who are crowned then in future years or so really become a part of the fair in their older life, too.
They do. They fortunately come back and help us. They're involved in a variety of activities. In addition to being king or queen or on the royal court, they're involved in their clubs. They're involved in all kinds of animal and still projects. They really have it in the blood, and we really appreciate all the help that they give us when they do go on and head out to college and get married and start their jobs. They come back and help us and are still part of our family and our tradition here.
Again, the Lorain County Fair opens up on Monday, August 24th, runs through the 30th. It's the 170th annual Lorain County Fair. Three Dog Night, the act on Monday night. Chase Rice, musical act on Tuesday night. Any other new things you might want to think of? Have you come across or that you know?
Sure. There's some new food. We always try to bring some new and different things for our customers that come during the week. We have a vendor this year called Cracker Billy's. They're out of Florida. They're going to have gator nuggets, grouper, and jumbo garlic shrimp. So there's something new and different in the food line. We've got Willie's Hillbilly Wagon, which is serving perch sandwiches and fried bologna sandwiches. We've got a new vendor called Ohio Sustainable Foods. They're going to serve elk, buffalo, and scallops. Another one called Hunger Squad, buffalo chicken, macaroni and cheese, and the Cameo Truck, which has ham and cheese, turkey, subs, a variety of things. So just a smattering of some of the new vendors we have. And, of course, we have all of our great traditional vendors with all of the traditional fair foods, everything you can imagine.
You know, Kim, I think you stopped me in my tracks there with the term gator nuggets. What's a gator nugget?
Gator nuggets are actually deep-fried alligator nuggets. So it's something unique. This vendor's from coming up to us from Florida. And we're anxious to try them here, too. I've never had them, but I'm told they taste like chicken, so we'll see if they do.
All right. I just hope it's not a euphemism. That's all I'm trying to say. Because, you know, sometimes they get you to try some strange thing, and they give it a cute name, and then they tell you later what it really is. But
and there's an alligator on the cover of today's Chronicle Telegram.
Yeah,
think about that.
Exactly.
There
well,
you go.
It's all about the gators now. But the Lorain County Fair opening up again next week at the fairgrounds in Wellington. Our guest this morning, Kim Myers. We'll see you next week at the fair, Kim. Thanks for chatting with us this morning.
Okay, thank you very much. And on behalf of the entire board, we thank WOL, you, Bruce, and Craig for all of the support that you give the Lorain County Fair.